John says, lucky me, that's right. Well, I am very happy to see all of you here. I think that all of us up here get a renewed confidence and hope for the future of this nation to see all of you out here. I know that we're gathered to observe for the first time, a very special week for Americans, National Patriotism Week. And knowing what Lori Cox and all of you have done to make this possible, I can't doubt the American spirit is alive and well in the people of this great country. I know Lori worked 6 years to make this come about. Senator Goldwater and Congressman John Rhodes sponsored the resolution in the Senate and the House. The Arizona delegation led the charge, but I'm happy to see there's one Californian among them also. Liberty can never be taken for granted. I know for over the years traveling the mashed potato circuit, I've made a lot of speeches in which I pointed out that liberty, freedom, is never more than one generation away from extinction. If each generation doesn't preserve it, protect it, and then pass it on to the next with the lessons as to how they should preserve it, it'll disappear. And in any country where it's ever disappeared, no one has ever seen it return to that land. I know it's been dramatically displayed on the battlefields of war. Those aren't the only battlefields of freedom. The courage with which Americans just meet their daily lives, I think, is also great. There's a living story, kind of a simple story, no battlefield, from our past about ordinary people who knew how the flag's inspiration could not be lost. About the middle of the 19th century, the American flag flew atop a wooden pole on the peak of Mount Davidson. And that's a mountain on the outskirts of Virginia City, Nevada. And every day, the citizens of that old West would look up and see that symbol of their patriotic pride, be inspired and renewed by it. And then it was toppled in a storm. And that was a little bit like a few weeks ago, the event that happened here that aroused so much patriotism among the people. The town came together, they raised the money for the new flag. This time they were going to put it on an iron pole so it wouldn't blow down. And then, when it was all ready, at dawn, the entire town turned out to erect this flag and have the flag-raising ceremony. I had an experience of witnessing something that was impossible for me to forget. Some years ago, while I was still governor of California, I was asked by the president to represent him at a 4th of July celebration in Denmark. There is a Raybild Society, it's called, that was created to honor those people from Denmark, the Danes who had become Americans and were so much a part of this great melting pot of ours. And every 4th of July, they hold the biggest 4th of July celebration outside the United States that is held anywhere in the world. And I went to this valley where I knew I had to speak a little, more than 40,000 people up on the hillsides of this, around this valley. A Danish band, the royal family of Denmark were there, and an American high school band that was touring Europe was also there. And they played, each band separately, its own national anthem. I'd never heard the national anthem mean so much. But then I heard a story. During the Nazi occupation of Denmark, every morning, every 4th of July morning, the people would get up and there on a hillside, visible to the town, was an American flag. The Raybild Society couldn't hold their celebration, but this was what happened instead. And the Germans would then, with artillery, shoot the flag down. And the next 4th of July, the flag would be up again. And to this day, no one has ever taken credit. No one has ever pointed a finger. No one knows who did this. But for 75 unbroken years, they have celebrated our 4th of July. That ought to make us a little patriotic, too. Well, I think this year we're embarking on an era of American renewal. And I think it's proper that we should focus national attention on the tradition of patriotism that's made us great. I urge all Americans, particularly those in school and civic groups, to include in their curriculum and activities, projects that will remind us of the American spirit. And setting aside a week every year to do this, bounded by the birthdays of our two greatest heroes, Lincoln and George Washington, we can once again renew our compact with freedom. We can remember the sacrifices that have been made by those who came before us, and we can remember the spirit with which Americans have lived and died in order to pass to us the liberty we enjoy. We can pledge to each other that we will cherish all that is best in our lives and all that gives meaning to them. And we can all commit together to an annual renewal of the American spirit. I hope you were as proud as I was just not too many weeks ago when we welcomed the hostages back right out here on the South Lawn. And I had the privilege of singling out one of the young Marines who was one of those hostages. Sergeant Gomez. Sergeant Gomez was the man with all the beatings and the torture that they'd undergone. Was the one that wrote on his cell wall, "Viva Rojas Blanco y Azul." Long live the red, white, and blue. And none of the Iranians knew Spanish. And nothing happened, and it was on the wall when they left as their farewell message. And I think that also epitomizes the spirit of this country, as you do. And again, let me just thank you for being here. You've started off what I think will go on down through the years now, American Patriotism Week. And as I say, all of us who are a little older than you are, I think, aware and pleased to know that this is going to go on and that you will carry on the heritage of this country. Thank you very much. I've said this a number of times before, but I appreciated the letter that I got from a 9-year-old girl who finished her letter of telling me what I should do as president and then said, "Now get back to the Oval Office and get to work." So I'll have to do that. Thank you all very much.